Ahoy, Carnival fans. It's Trevor here, swapping my joke book for the news desk to introduce a very special segment, Madison's Cruise Corner. This week, Madison's diving into the deep with stories including a statue's grand return to a carnival ship, an intriguing question of the week, and so much more. So without further ado, let's hand it over to Madison, the only one who could teach me that rigamaru isn't a ship term. Over to you, Madison.
Thanks, Trevor. No rigamarus here, just straight into the cruise news you love. Let's set sail. So gather round, folks, because it's not every day you get to sail with a piece of Renaissance art. Yes, you heard that right. The replica of Michelangelo's Statue of David is making a grand return to the high seas with Carnival Cruise Line. After nearly two decades of standing tall and proud on Carnival pride, David took a little vacation in 2023. But like any true cruiser, he couldn't stay away for long. Now, here's where it gets exciting. David has found himself a new ship to call home, the Carnival Firenze. And let me tell you, it couldn't be more fitting. Named and designed after the city of Florence, the very place the real David has been wowing visitors at the Accademia Gallery, the Carnival Firenze is ready to bring a little Italian flair to the ocean. And talk about making an entrance. Carnival Firenze is set to arrive in Long Beach, California, this April, with its inaugural cruise scheduled for April 25th. So, if you've ever dreamed of experiencing carnival fun with an Italian twist and a side of art history, now's your chance. Imagine sipping on your cappuccino, sea breeze in your hair, and there's David, just casually reminding you of the beauty of human creativity. It's like a little piece of Florence on the high seas. So, to all the art enthusiasts and cruise lovers out there, this is one sailing you won't want to miss. Carnival fun Italian style, with a dash of Renaissance genius. Count me in. And who knows? Maybe we can convince Trevor that Michelangelo is not just a ninja turtle, but also the artist behind our cruising companion, David. But that, my friends, is a story for another day. Heads up, cruisers. Norfolk, Virginia is stepping up its cruise game big time in 2025, becoming a year-round cruise hotspot with Carnival Sunshine setting sail weekly. This seaside city is throwing a whopping $12 million into sprucing up the Half Moon Cruise Center, prepping for all the seabound adventurers. With Carnival's roots in Norfolk stretching back to 2002, this upgrade spells more fun, more exploration, and, yup, more chances to cruise. So, who's ready to dive into Norfolk's rich maritime legacy and embark on endless carnival fun? Now, make sure you all go over to the Facebook group, Carnival Cruising Podcastaways Group, and join in on the behind-the-scenes fun. Chat with the Golden Boys, make friends, ask questions, we got you covered. Here we go for our question of the week. If you could design a themed cruise, what theme would you choose and why? Now, before you all start dreaming of a breakfast burrito-themed cruise, I'm looking at you, Gary. Think bigger. Would it be a voyage through the galaxies, or perhaps a time travel adventure to the days of dinosaurs? Get creative and tell us your ultimate cruise theme. Just imagine, a cruise where Thomas Kennedy finally gets to dip that mermaid. Speaking of, Madison and the Deckhands might have just finished recording a song all about that. Make sure to visit the Facebook group and soon Spotify to hear more of our music. Well, my sea-loving friends, it looks like we've docked at the end of today's cruise through the latest and greatest in Carnival news. From Michelangelo's David setting sail once more to Virginia's big plans in 2025, we've covered some nautical miles together. And don't forget our question of the week. I can't wait to hear your creative cruise themes. Perhaps we'll even see a Golden Boys special edition cruise in the future, if we can ever agree on a theme. Until next time, keep your life jackets handy and your adventures grand. Bon voyage.